The Burt Show.
Here was some irony here. I had to miss the interview with Miley Cyrus yesterday because my kid was going to see Miley Cyrus.
Hmm. How did that happen?
So we were scheduled to have an interview with Miley at 2 o'clock. And Stacy was taking Hayden, our 7-year-old, down to the concert at like 4 or 5 o'clock with some other friends. We didn't have a babysitter lined up because I figured interview with Miley at 2, done no later by 3, get home by 3:30. Hayden takes off. I got Hollis. No problem. We don't have a babysitter lined up. So Miley's folks wanted her to do the interview after the sound check. So that was at 4 o'clock. So I couldn't make it because we didn't have a babysitter lined up. So I had to go home and watch Hollis so Hayden could go see Miley Cyrus.
And you already paid to park. So Bert was like, I paid $20 yes. not to interview Miley
right.
Cyrus.
Right. But Jen and Wendy did get to. So she's been in here now, and we've talked to her before.
Yeah.
So what are your impressions still? Is she enjoying this still?
I think so. You know, I think she was a little bit under the weather yesterday. She said she's been kind of like all of us in here, like back and forth with colds and that kind of thing, and hasn't been feeling well and on tour. So I think that her personality was a little bit more subdued because I just don't think she felt great. But she's really gracious and totally cute, and she was easy
she's
to talk
so
to.
Sweet. I like her a lot. I think she's so sweet.
My thoughts going into it was this, because I spent some time on the computer the night before trying to figure out what to talk to her about. And at 17 years old, there has to be at some point where she just wants to check out. You know, like everything she says now is under a microscope. Mm-hmm. She just had that stupid lawsuit that settled, which was $3 billion.
On behalf of every Asian in Los Angeles
community. But you know how like it's a frivolous lawsuit, but just how that it could just eat at you. Like, really? I have to totally watch what I'm saying all the mm-hmm. time. At 17 years old, that's a lot to take on.
Mm-hmm. I did sort of get the sense that she's careful on the words that she uses.
It has to be now.
I think with like the gossip media and the paparazzi and, you know, anything that you say can be, you know, a headline 2 seconds later and that kind of thing. I think a lot of celebrities are on guard for that, especially somebody in Miley's position who has a lot of kids following her, you know, a lot of young fans and that kind of thing. I think that she realizes how much scrutiny she's under and I think chooses her words carefully when talking about anything that could be seen as potentially controversial, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that?
Yeah, definitely agree.
It's so monumental to have to deal with that kind of pressure all the time at 17 years old. What you're wearing out, mm-hmm. what you're saying, what you're texting or blogging all the time. So at one point, I wanted to ask her if it like gets her down sometimes, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think she would never admit it if it did, because then it would be a headline.
She's turning on the fans, right.
You know?
Right. But she did open up to you guys a little bit.
Yeah, we had a good time with her. I brought her something that made it really easy for
that was funny.
Easy for the door to be open for her to answer anything. So she was pretty open and fun. But yeah, didn't feel well, but she was great.
All right, here's Miley Cyrus hanging out with Jen and Wendy yesterday before the show.
How are you?
Good.
Well, you've been our good luck charm because the Falcons just won.
I know, Falcons just won. We're watching it on the iPhone app, like literally like a bunch of little kids. Refresh, refresh, refresh.
That's awesome.
So it's fun.
We were just talking about when you were here in the springtime.
Yeah.
Do you remember that our station was the ones that introduced you to Twitter?
Yeah, I do.
Do you
we were just talking
that?
About it. It was just like a day before I got her. Something like that. I do remember that.
Yeah. And Wendy, you were the one who
we introduced you
talked about Twitter with her, right?
We did
right.
talk about Twitter, so you got on it and then you got off of it.
Yeah.
So what made you come to that decision? Was mm-hmm. there like one set moment?
No, it was like late at night and I couldn't fall asleep and I was like, I'm really bored, so I just deleted it. Just because I was like, I'm over it. And then I was like, I can't sleep and I probably could sleep if I wasn't on this internet thing, so I just turned it off.
Did you feel like you were spending way too much time on it?
I feel like everyone spends too much time on it. I think people just need to get off because it's just like, I really don't. I was thinking, I was like, all right, I don't really care what anyone else is doing. Like, mm-hmm. I go to Starbucks. I'm like, all right, congratulations.
Right.
I'm like, congrats. I'm like, so do people really care if I'm doing that? And if they do, then I can't complain if I don't have a personal life because I'm the one that's telling people about my personal life.
Right.
Would you ever get back on it just for like family, friends?
No.
Never?
No.
So it's done deal.
Yeah.
All right, I need to ask you about this because I don't know if you were misquoted, but the Party in the USA song, Jay-Z song, have you really?
No, I've never heard a Jay-Z song.
Never.
No. I've heard Empire State of Mind. I've heard that because it's my friend's ringtone.
Okay.
But that's the only thing I've ever heard.
All right, well, then we're going to have a reason for you never not to hear a Jay-Z song because
I got a CD. All right,
sweet. Jay-Z CD. So now you can put it in and then you can hear a Jay-Z
song.
All right,
cool. I'm excited.
So what's the story behind it? That it was Party in the USA was for your clothing line, right?
Right. Yeah. Dr. Luke wrote it for my clothing line. And so I was kind of, you know, it was cool that it like went so well and, you know, for my clothes. And I was like, it's going to be awesome, you know, to have something. It was kind of for the commercial and to be kind of a theme of, you know, what the clothing line is like. Because we had lots of cool like flags and, you know, it was just cool. It just worked perfectly and thought it really like set off the campaign really well. And then people started catching on to it. So we were really stoked. And it was really cool to kind of like right after the climb have a song that's so serious to have something that's so fun.
And goes straight to number one, too.
Yeah, so we were stoked. And, you know, we worked really hard to get it there. And so we were really excited. Just it was my first number one, like top 40. So I was excited.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
And okay, so with the album going to number one, from The Climb, you talked about how you wanted to be known as a songwriter.
Right.
But then somebody else wrote this song. So are you going to be continuing to write your own music?
I can't write songs like Party in the USA. I just don't know how. I don't know how to write songs that, like, I have to have something happen to me and then write it. But I wrote almost my entire first record. I think I wrote like 9 of the 11 tracks. And the one that I'm doing now, I've written every song. So, I mean, I pretty much write everything. But that one was quick and I was shooting a movie. So there's really no time to write and record and produce and do all that thing. So after I was on set, I would just run to a studio and I recorded it really quickly.
Do you ever get any downtime? I mean, you're constantly on tour. You have a clothing line. Do you ever just have time for you to focus?
I do. I make time, you know, and like I think that's really important on days off, just enjoying the city that you're in. I think that's you got to take advantage of being on tour because so many people don't, and it's so important to do that.
And how cool is it to have your brother on tour with you?
Awesome. It's so great hanging out with him, and I think that's the most fun part is having like a family member on the road because it's, you know, it makes it fun. It makes it feel like more at home instead of feeling like you're always moving around, you know, because you've got to have something that keeps you balanced.
So Trace is with Metro Station. Your sisters are also performers, right?
Yeah.
And actresses and everything. Yeah. Is there any sibling rivalry with your careers?
Not really. We're all so different because my brother, his music is like pop, techno, rock, you know, and it's similar style of music than mine, but he has like the band and those are all like his family and his friends. And then I have my thing going and with my show and movie and, you know, my sisters, we're all so different that it's not like we're ever competing for the same thing.
Now, are you ever competing for your parents' attention or anything like that?
You know, we both, like, it's hard because, like, my little sister's home with my dad and I've got my mom and then sometimes, you know, it's like, switch. So it's hard, like, for your family, I think sometimes, especially the younger ones, to, you know, they'll sometimes feel like, you know, why is mom and dad's attention always on you? Is it because you're a performer? It's just like, no, just I can't go out on the road alone and, you know, you can't. It's hard, but usually we try to bring the whole family on the road, which we've done.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Does everybody get, like, their own bus?
Yeah, everyone's got their own bunk, so
their
it's cool.
Bunk.
Like, it's all, like, close, and that's awesome.
Very cool.
And I was reading that your brother said he would get a tattoo with you. Are you open to getting a tattoo as soon as you turn 18?
I want a tattoo, but
really?
I really hate needles. I really, really hate pain, but I'm not against tattoos or, like, piercings or any of that. Because I'm like, I love what my brother says during the concert. He, like, looks at everyone. He's like, it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter where you're from. And it doesn't matter if this is my body. This is what my body looks like. What's the difference of judging me for what I look like? You know, it's just, like, judging someone for the color of their skin. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. This is what my skin looks like. So I'm not against tattoos, but I'm kind of scared of needles. I don't even get shots or anything.
You only have one more year to
go. I hate it. And the sound is really horrible. My mom just got wings across her back and the sound was just like awful. I can't do that.
What would you guys get if you were going to get one and where would you put it?
No, I would do something for my granddad. That's kind of like what my brother's getting this week, Geronimo on his entire back. Cause it's my dad's like favorite Indian.
Oh,
so he's
cool.
Doing an entire face on his entire back. So I would do something like that, like for my dad or for my parents, but I don't know. We'll see. But I just really hate needles.
You've got a ways to go.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Till you can even make
not
that decision.
Long.
You've got
to not that year, long.
One
not
more
that
year.
Long.
That's true.
Are you ready to go out and like party? Like 18? Like that's when the clubs open.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have fun. I think it's like, I'm not going to sit at home, but you know, have fun and, you know, be responsible. I think that's the coolest thing. And then hopefully like paparazzi and everything chills out when I get home and I'll be able to just kind of hang out.
Cool.
Yeah. Thanks for spending time with
us. No problem.
We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And good luck tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. And congrats on the game.
Yes. And listen on Jay-Z.
Thank you. I will. I'll put it in my computer right now.
Awesome. Thank you.
Cool.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
The Bird Show.
And this is all based on the Miley Cyrus show last night.
Okay.
So we get tickets for Miley Cyrus for our seven-year-old. And for about 15 seconds, I debated, should he go or should he not go? And my reasoning was this, is that, man, today, I mean, he's got to be up at 6:45. His alarm goes off at 6:45 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be at school at 8 o'clock, okay? So if he goes to Miley last night, he doesn't get home and didn't get home till like 9:30. I didn't put him to bed last night till 10 o'clock. He's usually in bed at 8. And I know there are a whole bunch of people listening right now that went through the exact same thing. So the debate is this. Do you let your kid go and be tired today, or do you keep them fresh for the morning and do the responsible thing? I mean, they got school today.
But didn't you do like a nap or something yesterday? Like, can't you?
Yeah, no nap when you're 7 years old. Are you crazy? Things to do, man. There's Phineas and Ferb to watch.
I'm plenty older than seven, and if I know I'm going to be up late, I take a nap.
Well, you know, we can, but at 7 years old, sometimes you put that head down, that is not going to happen.
Right.
So it wasn't even an option. So my question here, 404-741-Q100 is, my reasoning was, look, every now and then you just need a freaking break. You just need a break. He's a good kid. He stays in line all the time. He's on this routine. He busts his butt in school. And yes, we kept him out late last night, and we broke the routine. And yes, he's going to be tired today. But at the end of the day, he's got his first concert memory, which to me is way bigger than being tired for the first couple of hours of the day today, or maybe even throughout the day. So that's the route we went. I know others are going to say, no way, you're sending the wrong message here.
What message are you sending?
Well, you're sending a message that, I mean, you've got responsibilities the next day, and you got to be fresh. Doesn't matter if you're 7 or you're 17 or you're 27 or whatever. Get to sleep early. You got work to do in the morning. And in this case, for a 7-year-old, that's school.
Yeah, my thing is the message is, look, if you want to do something, you still have to get things done the next day. So he still will get his responsibilities done today, but he'll feel tired. You'll see that's the balance. You know what? You want to do it, then you still got to get your stuff done, but you see what the sacrifice is.
So
there's
the lesson. You can go, but you're going to be tired throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've all done that Thursday nights and a Friday morning quite a bit.
Yeah, agreed.
Hey, Samantha, good morning. Good parent, bad parent. Let your kids go to Miley and stay out late last night.
A good decision because, you know, it's one thing when you see, like, that little kid sitting next to you in the movie theater and you want to punch him when it's, like, a late-night showing. But, like, the movie's going to be there for a long time.
Right.
But, like, this is Miley Cyrus. This is, like, probably a monumental thing in his little 7-year-old life. And you were the cool parent, and he let him go.
And at one point, don't we all break off into that conversation when you're adults? What was your first concert?
Yeah.
And we all sort of laugh about it. His is going to be Miley Cyrus, which is cool now. But in 20 years, he's going to
laugh about it. Yeah.
He's going to talk about the next concert he goes to as being his first.
Right.
Good morning, Teresa. Good parent, bad parent if you let your kids stay up late for Miley last night.
I wouldn't necessarily say you're a bad parent. I think you're a good parent because she went and she's excited. She got up fine this morning. So
yeah,
we did good.
That 7-year-old adrenaline rush can last all through school when you've got bragging rights to Miley Cyrus last night.
Exactly.
You went to the show last night?
Yes, we did, thanks to you guys.
Oh, you got tickets from us?
She had a blast,
good.
I just want you to know. And everybody was so nice. Her and Brandon got along pretty good.
Oh, Brandon's in our promotions department. He was having so much fun with all the kids yesterday
out
there at the show outside. It was a blast.
Cute.
And Wendy was very, very sweet. We love you to death.
Thank you.
I think another a motivator, too, for a kid to get up and have that adrenaline rush, at least what worked for us, was the concert tee. You know, if you got them a concert t-shirt at this concert, they're up early to put that t-shirt on and
absolutely
to take it to school. Yeah.
Nobody calling up to say, you know what, bad parent if you let your kids go last night. Because my dad would have been old school about this, man.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, my dad would have never allowed that.
Now, if you were, I don't think my parents would have either.
Really?
Now, did you hear about the guy who left his kid in the car while he went into the strip club?
What?
That would be bad parent. The guy wanted to go grab a drink and last call. The latest last call was at a strip club. So he left his kid in the car.
You're kidding.
And somebody, I think.
Take the strip club out of it. You're taking your kid around to get last call.
Right.
Anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a slam dunk also. Probably bad parent. Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I'm the teacher that has to deal with your 7- and 8-year-old after the concert the next morning.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's absolutely fine that they get those life experiences. Just keep them home the next day. Because you say, you know, he's going to learn that he has to tough through the day when he's tired.
Yeah.
At 7, he's not learning that. The teachers are dealing with it. They're the ones that have to, like, you know, he's the one with his head on the table or kind of grouching to the other kids for no reason, and he can't figure it out. Just keep him at home the next day. Great.
So as a teacher, you're saying sacrifice the entire day of education if you're going to keep them out late
he's
that night.
He's not going to be educated if he's tired. And he's probably going to distract the other kids.
Okay. See, that's where I would say bad parent. Like, if you keep your kid out of school the next day, to me, that would be the line.
If he's not learning the next day and he's keeping other kids from learning,
right?
Let him sleep in and call it a life experience and tell him once in a while it's great to skip work. It's a life-work balance.
Whoa, no.
Wow.
I'm going to try that on Bert sometime this week. I'm going to go out this week, and I'm going to call Bert. I'm going
to
say, honey, life experience.
Every, like, 3 times a year when you're not actually sick to go do something.
No way.
Sure
that doesn't fly
work.
In the real world right there.
I'm sure Bert would love for me to call. Hey, you know, life experience.
Up on your Facebook now.
Yeah.
All right, now let's move on to a topic I like to call good teacher or bad teacher.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
You're on The Bert Show.
Here is Val. She is back. Okay, Val was, she was in the hot seat going into the weekend. Because she had two lies that she had to deal with. She's been lying to her boyfriend now because she initially met this guy. He's really hot. And she met him at some, like, a Jewish gathering. And she's like, yeah, I'm Jewish. Yeah, you're hot. I'm Jewish. And the relationship ends up developing, and she never comes clean with him. So he gets on the phone with his mom, and he's like, Mom, you're going to be so happy. I'm dating a nice Jewish girl, and I'm bringing her home for Thanksgiving. And Val here had, she didn't know anything about Judaism at all.
Right.
Zero.
Nothing. You have to do your mother's Jewish voice.
Myra? Shalom, Val, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Oh, no.
All right, please. You only had one way out of this whole thing, I think, and that was to say that, look, I am Jewish, but I'm just not practicing, so I really don't know much about the religion. Huh.
Yeah, I didn't come clean.
Uh-oh.
I didn't, but there was no chance for me to do it, you know? It was just one of those things. It was so, so crazy. It was so chaotic there, and,
Well, wow, I thought you were going to come clean to your boyfriend first.
Well, I was, and then we had to go out of town to go to his parents' house, and there was just so much going on with that.
Sure,
and,
no time, you know, in the car to talk or on the plane or anything like that.
I just feel so guilty because I haven't come clean to him, especially.
All right, this goes along with being Jewish. You got that Jewish guilt thing happening. Right?
It's the first step.
So you are Jewish.
It's her Catholic guilt about not being Jewish.
So what happens when you get up there?
Well, it was it was really amazing because it, I mean, my family never has been this close, and there was like, I mean, I'm telling you, between 40 to 50 people there at Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Huge. And they even had like tables set up in the garage with like heaters to keep everybody warm. You know, it's like included everybody, you know, which was really cool. And
his entire Jewish family.
It was just a great family, you know? I mean, just the fact that
everybody from Temple.
Well, like 15 people, 15 family members, aside from like, you know, like the immediate family, mm-hmm. like stayed at the house the whole time. Like,
wow.
The weekend
wow.
and everything. It was really cool.
So how, inevitably religion must have come up.
You know, the only, I mean, it definitely did at certain times, but it was so busy and I just kept myself, you know, busy doing things to help out, which was great because then I could just kind of hide. And but I really hit it off with one of my boyfriend's cousin's girlfriends, if that makes any sense. She's really cool, and I told her that I admitted to her because I couldn't stand it anymore, and she just made me feel like, you know, she made me feel so much better about it because what she said was everybody in the family pretty much isn't really, it's more, you know, cultural versus, you know, they're really active in their faith, and it's more so just my boyfriend's mother that's like everybody kind of puts a good face on for, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Oh, okay, but it's still your boyfriend's mom that's the hardcore Jew.
Which doesn't help me out much.
Right. That'll be a problem in the future. But
how close is the cousin to your boyfriend? Because my fear here is that the girlfriend says something to the cousin and the cousin calls your brother and then
because I'm sure
a mess.
Close Jewish family doesn't spread gossip or anything.
Right.
I mean, I know that's exactly, I thought that like late last night, it was like one of those things you like wake up in the middle and like, oh my gosh, because she totally could, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's one of the things,
is
I guess.
Is there
like,
any
when you
way,
put something out there.
Is there any way you guys think he would see it as charming? Like if the cousin does tell him and says,
"Oh, she's so sweet to do through
so
that for me."
She's so sweet or whatever, like
it all
like this
on
girl
hotness.
Loves you so much that mm-hmm. she's just been kind of going along with the Jewish thing cuz she wanted to impress you and now she doesn't know how to get
if
out of it.
If he still likes her, then yes. If he's over her, that's his get out.
That's
card.
His get out.
Yeah,
okay.
that's his escape hatch.
But if he's in love with her, he'll be like, "Oh." Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it also depends mm-hmm. how much of a mama's boy he is.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
And how influential she is to him.
Is he a mama's boy?
Not really. Only when he's around her. It's like if he's talking to her. I don't know if that makes any sense. It's not like he is unable to do things for himself and he needs his mom for, like, you know, laundry and mm-hmm. food and stuff. You know, it's more, I guess, when they're talking on the phone. I don't know if that makes sense at all. But
so when she when she meets you for the very first time or she met you for the first time, she never brought it up. She didn't hug you and go, "Oh, nice Jewish girl," or anything like that. It was just a very formal.
Oh, no, she totally did. She was, you know, just saying, like, "Welcome to the family," you know, all these. She's so sweet and so nice. And that's the worst part about it. Like, I guess the good news is I got away with it, but the bad news is I got away with it.
Well, here's the offense, though. Mm-hmm. She brings up the Jewish thing, and you lied right to her, and you didn't use any of your outs then it could be a big problem.
Yeah, well, I didn't say anything, but I didn't not say it. I didn't tell the truth. You know what I mean? Like,
Was there a situation going on, what Bert said? Like, was there a situation which she may, like a specific something she said that you just let slide?
Not to me directly, but to other people while I was there, and I just kind of, like, you know, nodded my head, like, okay, you know, and didn't really say anything either way.
Like, what was it? What'd she say?
You know, she was just, like, asking me questions about, like, they were saying stuff about, like, bat mitzvah, and, apparently it wasn't normal to have a bat mitzvah when she was younger. Mm-hmm. Apparently other women had, like, older women had later on in their lives, if that mm-hmm. makes any sense. And they were talking about their bat mitzvah and the, it's
so
compared to
did
the younger
you have,
girls.
Did you have a nice bat mitzvah?
I just nodded like I did.
Oh, no. You must have been just like, you know how you like when you're in a line, you're in a, you start getting hot in the
Please
chest.
Please don't ask me.
I got to get out of here.
My butt goes numb.
Like, I got to use the ladies' room. Excuse me.
Oh, she's in that bathroom a lot. She's like, every time we bring up Judaism. Good morning, Barry. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I have a question, Val. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay. I have so many things to say, but just to sum it up, how do you honestly think that you can start a relationship with such dishonesty? Forget the religious piece of it, no matter what the dishonesty is. I mean, I'm sitting here as a mother of two, married for 12 years, and you have to be able to trust your spouse all the time.
Well, here's how Barry, let's give her a little bit of a break, because this has happened before, where you're so enamored with the other person.
She's exhausted at the thought of giving her a break. You said, Barry, let's give her a break, and she goes, oh, God.
This is no break Monday. But you know how, like, you're saying anything you can just to get in good, and then before you know it, the relationship starts snowballing, and it's bigger than you initially thought, and you're caught up in the lie.
Right, but how does this girl not have, like, the biggest stomach ache every time she's... I mean, honestly, thinking about... This is a huge lie. This is not just, yeah, I like to play tennis, but I really can't. Mm-hmm. You know, this is cultural. This is a huge component of a person.
Right. Well, if you have a stomach ache, my parents used to give me just matzo crackers, plain, nothing on them.
Yes.
And it makes you feel better. True story.
Hey, Karen, good morning. You're on Q100.
Mm-hmm. Hey. So I was just listening in, and in no way can this be considered charming. She lied to her now boyfriend, who then in turn lied to his mother, and now, you know, and then, of course, because she didn't face it, now her whole relationship with the mother is based upon a lie.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one to get out of, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Now, Judy here has a way, maybe, that you could pull this off. Hey, Judy.
Hey, Bert. I love you guys, number one, let me tell you.
Thank you.
Valerie, I have... an easy out. You could probably lie starting by saying, you know what, I thought I was Jewish, you know, looking down your, you know, past what? Family tree.
I thought I had a bat mitzvah.
Well, let her finish. Go ahead.
Like, say, you know how people look on their background, like, you know, my family tree, I had Indian, I had whatever so-and-so in me, and then now she could go look and see if she does, and then say, you know what, you know, they used to tell me I did have, you know, Jewish family in my family, in my family history, and, you know, found out that I didn't, so...
She said she had a bat mitzvah. What is that, all of a sudden become a 13th birthday party?
But she could at least, you know, say, you know, they brought me up knowing that I was Jewish, and then, you know, found out later researching that she wasn't. Or somebody married in her family down the line.
Then you'd still have that belief.
I thought I had a bat mitzvah, but it turned out it was just an Easter party.
Yeah, the lie on top of the lie thing. Mm-hmm. I think you gotta rip this Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Thanks, Judy.
Okay, thanks, Eli.
Maybe the cousin will do it for you.
Puerto Rico. Judy was Puerto Rico.
Right, right. It's easy to do that when you hang up on them.
Well, that was so clear.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was saying, you know, maybe you won't have to do the confession. Maybe the cousin will do it for you.
But that's worse, isn't it?
Yeah,
to
if
mama.
They find out through the cousin.
The cousin's in on it. Like, the cousin's in the same similar situation?
Val, at some point, you're going to have to bring this up if you guys get... I mean, you're in a relationship now for over 6 months.
How long to take to convert?
It's the wedding.
Like, seriously, can you convert quickly? Like, fast track?
What do you want to convert?
Would you convert?
How much you like this guy?
I like him. I would convert. I would. I don't know how long that... I have no idea.
I think you can do an online course and have it done in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I became a minister in 15 minutes.
Rosetta Stone, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Alex. You're on Q100.
Language. Yeah, I was going to say, like, honestly, if I was her, I wouldn't say anything. I would, like, go on Wikipedia and read up on it and just not say anything about me not being Jewish, not, like, bring it up.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia has everything right.
Everything.
Wikipedia has
everything
Judaism.
You need. Everything you need.
Founded by Lady Gaga.
Awesome. Yeah, there's got to be some kind of website where you can learn. But the truth is, you need to stop lying about this, and you need to do it eventually, someday, so why not now?
Were you raised in any religion? Any denomination?
Or with any morals?
I was raised with morals. I was. It's just,
we kind of dabbled in Christianity, I guess. Like, it was more like Christmas and Easter crowd to make my grandma happy, pretty much.
Well, here's further to that question. If you decided that you were going to fake it and fake the Jew thing, and you went to your parents and said, look, can you help me with this? And would they be offended or not offended?
I don't know.
I mean, I think that you could just, you know, talk about that you didn't come from any sort of strong religious background, but that you've always been interested in Judaism, and that's why you said yes at the beginning, but that you'd like to learn more with him and convert with him.
She nodded her way through a bat mitzvah conversation.
You know what? You were hot, and I think that if you're gonna come clean honestly. Look, I was so attracted to you that I wanted to be with you, and this is what, you know, that's why I said it. But the reason I asked earlier about his relationship with his mom is because if he is under so much pressure to marry a Jewish girl, it could be a deal breaker.
Well, she didn't say that he was under pressure. She was just relieved that he was finally dating a Jew.
But perspective. I think that mama and baby boy are closer than she thinks.
Bert, a Christian would go to hell for telling a lie of this magnitude, yet Jews don't believe in hell.
Isn't that nice?
So where do you think she will go for portraying this mistruth about
her
religion?
Different levels of heaven in Judaism, so it's all good, man.
So she's going to come.
You're going to go to a place called All Good.
Does she have to confess her sins? Do you confess your sins in Judaism?
You're asking the wrong person, man.
Oh, yeah. I shouldn't ask you at all.
Yeah, we could ask her on the phone. She'd know more than you.
She's the one that got bat mitzvahed.
Yeah.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
This is The Bert Show.
So if you're in a relationship right now, I read an article this morning that makes total sense to me, and I don't mean to freak you out, but 'tis the season, okay? For breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
This is it right here. This is the week, actually.
Why this week?
Well, think about it. You got Christmas right around the corner here, and mm-hmm. your window of breaking up close to Christmas,
mm-hmm.
you really have to ask yourself, look, you probably have this week to the end, the 7th? Because even the 15th is too close to Christmas to break up.
I would have thought already you're in the no breakup zone, because I would have thought that has to happen before Thanksgiving.
I would think so, but I do think you have a small window here.
In between,
if you just can't take it anymore, this would be the week to get out.
Well,
that bad.
I'd never heard it before, but the term turkey drop. That was this weekend?
Yeah.
What's that?
The turkey trap is when you break up with people
on Thanksgiving weekend to get out of the holiday.
That's awesome.
Obligations.
Oh, so you would like turkey drop on Wednesday and then you can do whatever you want on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And the rest of the holiday. Like your time to break up was this past weekend.
Now, I still think that if you didn't break up this weekend going into Thanksgiving, you did your time. I still think that this week is the only week that you have through New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
This is it.
And some say even if extend it through Valentine's. I mean, the whole idea of breaking up is the holiday season really goes into Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
but you got time in between New Year's and Valentine's. That's a lot of weeks. That's 6 weeks in between that?
Yeah, I guess you could.
You could do it, but you're right. Between now, Christmas to New Year's, you're sticking it through the New Year's kiss.
This is it, so you really got to make a commitment this week. Like, if you're in, you're in for the next 4 weeks. Plus, you're in on a relationship where you're going to spend money.
Because think about
this. You really have to put on an Academy Award for the next month.
Yeah, because Valentine's Day would be a little touchy, because if you were with somebody and you got them a nice Christmas gift and you had a really romantic New Year's, then, you do feel kind of obligated through Valentine's.
If you're teetering to jump off the diving board,
this
though.
Is it.
I think you got to do it now.
See, yeah. Today's the what, 30th?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Today's the 30th.
So you start the month fresh?
Tomorrow is the 1st.
Yeah, just rip it off like a Band-Aid.
It's the 4th on Friday. I see you have until Friday.
Or even through the weekend, but come Monday.
4th is exactly 3 weeks until Christmas. That seems too close.
I think today because it's still November, even though I think it's got to be today. You know what I mean? Uh-huh.
Like three weeks before Christmas and 2 weeks before Christmas sound like totally different stories.
See, I even think 3 weeks is too close. I think 3 weeks.
You're right, it is. But I mean, if you're talking to two people and one of them tells you that they were broken up with 2 weeks before Christmas, and the other one says three, it seems like light years.
I think here's
it's gonna be a rainy Monday.
The way the story is gonna be told is if you do the breakup today, the breakup happens before midnight tonight. You got broken up with right after Thanksgiving, but if it happens tomorrow or later, you broke up with me right before Christmas.
Yes, true.
I would take right after Thanksgiving.
Because that's December thing. So you got to.
Today
is the say no to love day.
Today is prime time.
Yep.
I mean, if you really want to be lazy about it, because the idea to break up usually happens, and then it takes days, weeks, if not months, to actually execute.
Mm-hmm. You got to squint your eyes and do it today. Just push through it.
Hey, John, good morning. You're right. I wonder if we could find anybody that would rather be in a bad relationship right now. Just like, you know he doesn't want to be in it, but you would just rather go through the motions and have him break up right after New Year's.
Oh,
rather than be broken up with
right now. I'm sure there's
right now.
A ton of women who feel that way. And they even feel mediocre about the relationship, but they're like, I don't feel like he's playing it to my family.
And the parties and all that stuff, but...
Like, if you're gonna break up with the dude, like, right after January, are you sticking it out this month?
Depends on how long you've been dating. If you've been together several years, you're riding it through.
You got to ride it through.
But I think under a year, you're probably ready to bounce right now. But
you have office parties that you need dates to. You're not going to break up right now.
I want to talk to the people that already know it's over. January 2nd, this thing's over. All right. 404-741-Q100. But like Jen said, you've been in the relationship 2 or 3 years.
You're like, I don't want to explain it to my mother.
Going to stick it out, but you know January 2nd, the first call you're making is, I never want to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
I hate you, and I've hated you for 3 months.
Move out.
Hey, John, what's going on?
Not too much. How are y'all doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I was going to go back there. About 3 or 4 years ago, I was dating a girl for about 2 years, and she broke up with me on Christmas morning.
No. Violation.
Yeah, and I already had reservations at the Westin for New Year's Eve and had planned to go pick out the engagement ring the next weekend.
Why was she so desperate that was the day? Like, did you guys get into a small bubbling argument that turned into something huge?
No idea as far as I know. She still won't ever tell me to this day what happened.
Wow.
I've got a theory, but I don't want to tell you because it'll hurt your feelings.
Well, you can tell us.
Go ahead.
Don't tell him, tell us.
Is it possible that she had another dude and she wanted to spend that Christmas day with him?
I have no idea, but she never returned any phone calls, and her friends and everything said that she just didn't want to be with anybody for that period of time. But I don't know. I think she was cheating on me, but I don't know.
Damn, that hurts.
Right, Christmas morning. God, that's brutal. That's rude.
I told you, Chandra and I broke up on Valentine's Day. I just couldn't take it anymore. We were at Valentine's night dinner.
When did you get back together? How many days after that?
Probably the next day.
Two hours
later.
It was at, I'll never forget it, Houston's.
Did you make a scene?
It was one of those under-the-breath arguments. And it was, you had to sit through the whole Valentine's dinner basically quiet.
Made the waiter uncomfortable.
And you're looking at all the other tables and the couples are like holding hands.
It's been 17 years. I still dislike her so much.
Right now,
I'm getting so pissed.
Let it go, dude. Let it go.
Careful, Wendy's about to throw a glass of water on you.
Hey, Amy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I guess my whole story is my husband and I both kind of decided on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, that we were going to get a divorce. I packed up like all my stuff, what I could fit in my car, and I left, and I have my dog.
You just couldn't take one more family gathering.
No, just couldn't do it. He had kids from, like, previous marriage, and I don't have any kids, so that kind of threw a big kink in it.
So you decided, look, as soon as the holidays are over, we already know this is over, but we'll go through the motions for everybody. But come January 2nd, that's it. We're filing.
Right. Well, I'm already out. I'm not with him anymore. I'm unfortunately had to move back home, but my dad's awesome, so he's like, just come on home. So I did, and we're gonna wait until after the holidays to file the papers and everything.
Okay.
But at least you got out now.
Yeah. Right. That's a lot of time invested right there. Hey, Lisa. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, yeah, I really need to break up with him because he's 22 and I'm 38.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. How long have you been seeing each other?
2 years.
Since he was 20?
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, he hit the cougar jackpot. Now, was this like a serious emotional relationship or was this like a boy toy of yours?
No, at first it started out just like something fun, something to do, great sex. All of that. Then it turned into a relationship, which, of course, he's so young. It's like I'm more serious than he is, mm-hmm. So it's time to back it up. But I don't want to be alone for Christmas.
Well, why don't you just go over to his parents' house when he gets his new bike?
his little radio flyer.
Uh-huh. You guys could spend the night in his room together, and then come down in your pajamas, and mom and dad could take a picture of him coming around the corner like they have for the past 11 years of his life.
His little footy PJs
on. Yeah.
And
you can help him the night before. You can help him put the milk and cookies out for Sandy.
And then at Christmas dinner, you can cut his meat.
Uh-huh. So you would rather be with this guy knowing that it's over after the holidays than be alone on Christmas.
Yeah, I really would.
Because you're not miserable.
I'm not miserable, but...
You're just over it.
Is he giving you the Heisman or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're being too serious. You want a relationship, and he wanted just to have fun.
Yeah, and at first it started out both of us just wanted to have fun. Then he wanted to be serious. I think he's over it, and I'm kind of over it too, but... Man, the sex is so good.
Now, that'll keep you around. I understand.
Yeah, are you going to be mad if he breaks up with you before the holiday?
I'm going to be PO'd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I want to do it first. I want to be the cougar that lets the young one go.
Right.
Then you need to do it today. Do it today.
Today
is still November.
Yeah, today is your day. I mean, this is breakup day. We should officially make this some kind of holiday.
This is breakup
day.
Yeah,
you've got plenty of time to wrap up a new present under the tree.
What time are you going to wrap up work tonight?
I am off of work today.
Okay. What time is he out of school? What time is last bell?
What time are you picking him up at the bus stop?
That is so funny. It's so wrong.
Is he available like tonight? Because I'm thinking, hook him up a couple more times tonight and then let him go.
Okay, I'll do that.
Like at midnight tonight.
Will you call us tomorrow and see if you could let us know if you could do it?
Call us tomorrow and let us know you didn't do it.
Jeff is right. I probably won't. But, okay, I'm going to try. I'm really going to try. Okay. But if we have sex, it's over. I can't do it.
Right. So, let them.
Being honest. All these women be like, oh, we're just, it's not the sex. It's just pure sex. That's all it is.
Why can't you continue to do that then? Why can't you just continue to have sex with the guy but date
a relationship?
You can't. You
because now I've developed feelings for this young guy. And that's not right.
Break up.
You got to let him go today. Today's breakup day.
It's November breakup.
Now,
I will try.
Break up.
Happy breakup day.
Just make sure between now and the time you're going to talk to him, you or he doesn't hear the new R. Kelly song, because that will make it impossible to break up.
He's going to break up with you if you don't do it.
I think so, too.
All right. Get it done today.
I have to see him today around 1 o'clock. So.
All right. Cool. Yeah. One last present for him, and then you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll try.
By 1:30, you should be single.
Can we talk
to
you?
We don't have sex.
Let's talk tomorrow morning and see if you actually did it or not.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
All right, okay.
She totally won't.
I guarantee she has sex with that guy. She's not going to break up with that dude.
This is The Bert Show.